Aircheckdownloads.com.
I have some personal news to tell you. I'm recording this statement because I know if I try and read this live, it will absolutely choke me. I'm leaving the BBC and today will be my last radio show. I've been thinking about leaving the BBC for some time now, but it's been an incredibly difficult decision to reach. During this period of change in local radio, I've seen my colleagues having to decide whether to apply for their own jobs or take voluntary redundancy. Jobs that, up until a few months ago, they were more than qualified to do. I've seen the impact from that firsthand, and it's been devastating for some of my friends. I've decided not to put myself through that process and instead take voluntary redundancy. For me, this whole process has felt like a bereavement. Sadness, upset, denial, self-doubt, and depression. And that's been really hard. I've always tried to be honest and authentic on the radio. I've told you everything about my life over the years, when I first moved to Gloucestershire, getting engaged, then married, buying a house, my cancer diagnosis, IVF, having a preemie baby, walking over mountains, and all the silly stuff in between. In turn, you've given me guidance about the best places to go in Gloucestershire, relationship advice. Some of you even came to my wedding. You came to Nancy's christening. You fed me when I was sick in hospital. You sent flowers, chocolates, birthday, Easter, and Christmas cards. You've been dear friends to me for all this time. You've let me into your lives and shared your stories, experiences, humour, kindness, and knowledge. I've never known a relationship or connection like it, and doubt I ever will again. Being a radio presenter is the best job in the world, and it breaks my heart to leave a job I am passionate about, a job that I love. But BBC local radio is changing into something I don't recognise anymore. The changes to local programming, I believe, will be detrimental to you, the listener. Never doubt that you have been at the heart of everything we do. We are rooted in your community. Surely that's what local radio is about. We experience what you experience. We're here to serve and represent you. You remove these community ambassadors and all those wonderful contacts and stories disappear. And I fear they will never come back. A lot of friends and listeners have asked me why these changes in local radio are happening. It's hard to answer because I don't understand it myself. The BBC says,
we want to modernise our local services so that however licensed fee payers choose to get their local information will be there across radio, television and online for many years to come. All 39 BBC local radio stations will continue to provide local programming throughout the week under these plans, and all the local news bulletins will remain. We are passionate about serving local communities, but local radio is just one of the ways we reach our audiences.
I still believe in radio. 89% of the UK population still listens to live radio every week. It's company, interaction, a friend in the room you can take anywhere. I've had the best time doing this job for 23 years. I didn't have a conventional route into the BBC. I didn't go to a posh school, and I don't have any relatives who work in the media. But until now, the organisation has always valued me for being me. I've had the honour of interviewing some of the most amazing people and visited every corner of this awesome county. I've had to work so hard to sit in this chair, but I will always remember my time in radio with great happiness. Thank you so much for always being there and being the very best kind of listeners. It is you I will miss the most.
I guess it's funnier from where you stand.
Aircheckdownloads.com.